Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Moore. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to third. Harris moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. Harris scores. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline strikes out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Ray Moore. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Torgerson moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Torgerson scores. Lawler moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-2 in the game. Veal hits a line drive towards first. Torgerson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards third. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Maxwell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. Tom Qualter's now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Bowling. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris juggles the ball. That's an error on Harris. Torgerson moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. Torgerson scores. Lawler moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, Tigers. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Cootville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Cootville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-3 in the game. Veal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veal moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Veal moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Veal scores. Kaline moves to third. Harris moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. One out. Ray Boone pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Harvey Keene. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Veal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Fox reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty pinch hits for Turk Laun. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the mound. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.